We on number 5, right?
How y'all doing?
Oh, let me turn that up. Take the loop off. You know it's gonna loop back. Living my life under pressure. Pressure. What's good, everybody? Welcome to Honest to God Podcast, Season 2, Episode 5, baby. Y'all know what it is. We here today, baby. We here, man. We here. Got a lot to get to today. A little, but a lot at the same time. Like, it's only a little bit, but it's going to be a lot. So, you already know. It's a lot going on in the world, man. Who we got for number 5, bro?
This is the Ime Udoka episode. We can go him. We can go Carlos.
He played for the Lakers.
We can go Joe. We can go Tucker. Yeah, Talon Horton Tucker.
Talon Horton Tucker.
We can go
Jason Kidd.
J.R. Smith in Cleveland.
We can go Tierra Brown.
Because, bro, you got the most. Bro, how do you know about
the Lakers, bro? Tierra Brown, bro.
His name is Tierra?
Tierra.
You know, like Pierre? Like Tierra Brown.
Nah, bro. We going Jason Kidd, bro. We got to go Jason Kidd, bro. Man. Jason Kidd episode number 5, man. I know what it is.
Tierra. Bro, Tierra sound like an incomplete name, though, man.
Yeah, bro. Like, finish it. Terrell, Tierra.
Yeah, they wanted to name him Tierra. They thought he was a girl, for real. And they said, man, you know what? Just take the A off, man. Just take the A off.
And you know when they come in and they like
just take off the Tierra.
The birth certificate, they like just like stop.
Yeah. They was set on Tierra and they just like they seen it was a boy and they like, all right, just take the A off. It's just Tierra.
We don't call him Tierra.
How my dog's feeling, man? What we doing? It's been a minute, bro. We ain't part for a minute. What have been a
been
month?
Been about a month, bro. Yeah, because we missed what it's a month.
We missed last yeah, not last week, but the week before, bro. Cass was struggling that week, man. Yeah. How we doing, though, man? Y'all good?
I'm good, bro. I'm good, man. Can't complain. A lot of
been
an eventful month.
Yeah.
In the world.
Yeah, man. We might as well get right to it, bro. I don't got no honesty. I got one honesty award I will give. My sister today, just had her baby, man.
Hey.
Just had her baby today.
There you go.
I ain't do the drop or nothing. I ain't do the honesty award drop or nothing. We just right to it, but yeah, man. My little nephew, his name is Leo. His name is Leo. Leonardo.
He's the one. Yeah.
What do you mean by that, bro?
Not
like
my wrong name. Neo. I was thinking Neo.
Oh, I was about to say. What do you
mean? Hey, Mom, I thought that's what you was talking about. But I'm like, man, it's K.
I thought you knew something I didn't know. Like, God gave you a prophecy or something. I'm like, well, the one to do what, bro? The one, what's he going to do? I mean, tell me more. It's like, no. Tell me more.
Man.
Nah, man. Shout out to my sister and Dan. Shout out to baby Leo, man. I'm excited
to
meet that little
dude. Shout out
to
Dan and Paris, man.
Yeah, for
baby
sure.
Leo.
For sure. All right, man. Let's get to this stuff, bro. What do we want to get to, bro? It's been wild. We got Diddy getting raided. We got Cole and Kendrick and Drake. That's the main two. That's the main two topics to really talk about, bro. What we want to get to first? Yeah, we can get to WrestleMania. I ain't too familiar with what's going on over there, but we want to get to Diddy first. We want to talk Freak Boy Diddy first.
Diddy. Take that.
So Diddy, I'm not going to lie. When you hit me up about that, I was like, I forgot about this. There's so much going on. I forgot about the Diddy situation. Diddy got raided. It's looking bad for Diddy, man. It's looking real bad for Diddy.
So they the whole raid thing is like for trafficking. Like they saying he got some trafficking cases. Both like
human trafficking.
Is it
right?
Human trafficking and drug trafficking?
I think sex trafficking, they say, yeah. And
I think there's some drug trafficking in there too, though.
Yeah. Like, and guns. And guns, they said.
Too?
Yeah.
Hold on.
What kind of business?
Bro.
Denny, you a Billy Goat. You couldn't pay to keep your hands clean,
girl. I think he did all these years, bro. My thing is, like, well, with the guns, it's like, is these, I mean, these got to be, like, illegal guns, I'm guessing, right? Like,
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, I heard guns, drugs, and... No, I heard these they searched his house because they knew he had guns. Like, he was trafficking guns.
I mean, when the feds drugs come, and women. You know they got something.
It's like a whole, like, he low-key, like, a whole, like... He was running, like, a whole empire, bro. Like, from what it sounds like. This stuff sounds crazy, bro. Like, it sounds wild.
He just love, man.
I'm interested to see how this all play out, though, man. Because, I mean, I don't know enough about what's going on. I know where it started from. And it just took off.
It took off, bro.
Like, I never would have imagined that this is the avenue it was going. But, I mean... Yo, man, I think they gonna get Diddy, man.
They gonna get Diddy for sure. I'm wondering what's gonna happen to him though, because from what they saying, he had cameras in every room and he had tapes with celebrities and stuff, basically to hold him for blackmail. Like, listen, like, yeah, they saying he got all. They saying he had video cameras in every room, bro. Like, recording everything. So,
hey, ooh wee,
and it's ain't nobody talking, bro. It's getting quiet out here. Like, that's my thing. Like, he's affiliated with a lot of people, and I don't hear nobody saying
it's
nothing.
It's like straight silence, unless you looking at Carisha and Meek. They the only two talking,
right?
Carisha and Meek,
because he got to clear his name. That's why.
He's clearing his name, and Carisha, Carisha the mule. Yeah.
I mean, my thing about it is, bro, the drugs, like, I'm not surprised about, I mean, the drug trafficking is one thing.
Yeah, trafficking is crazy.
I'm not surprised about drugs and weapons. It's the underage, like, it's the underage women that they're talking about, and boys, like, boys and girls that they talking about that he's just...
And men and women.
And men and women, but yeah, I mean, it's everybody. Yeah, but,
I don't know enough. I'm y'all telling me stuff. Oh, man.
He said he had mad underage women and boys and girls in there. Like, it was basically like his parties, they said, were like, just pick your choice of what you want, like, type stuff. And you just.
He a Black Epstein.
Yeah, bro. He might be worse for real. He might be. I mean, he ain't have an island.
I wonder if it play out like the Epstein, though. That'd be wild.
Why don't people just get their billion and just chill? Like, why you gotta be doing wild stuff? Like,
how you think they get their billions?
I mean,
that ain't clean money. That's dirty money.
Well, if we be honest, bro,
he definitely had a group called Dirty Money.
Dirty Money. So, Dirty Money.
And he had a group.
I'm a bad boy. It's like, nah.
I'm just saying, yeah, man, if you get a billy, just chill. Like, you got a billion.
But don't you, you think that's a part of the problem, though? Is like, I was thinking about this today, not to get too serious, but do y'all feel like we're like humans are not meant to have that much money and power, right?
Right.
So when we get, like, when a human gets that much power, like, we really can't handle it, bro. And these cats just start going ham with just, like, with the stuff they doing. You know what I mean? Like, I can't think of many people, at least in the music industry, more powerful than Diddy, you know?
Right.
Like, with that power, like, it's wild, bro. Like, I just feel like maybe you have to be just super grounded, like, and super humble to be able to handle it. But I feel like if you're not, and if you just, like, I'm that dude, like, that power gets to your head, and then it becomes a whole, like, monster.
But I think it's one of those things, like, how did you get it? Not how did you get it, but what was your, what's the avenue you got it? So Diddy got it, music, Revolt, he got it, clothing. He got it through, like, mainstream stuff, while you get these other billionaires that a lot of these cats is getting it through business, like, right. you know, quiet, not entertainment. Yeah. Like, entertainment ain't their foundation.
Well, that's why I'm saying power, not so much money, because I think you could have $1 billion and live a quiet life if you, maybe, I mean, it would be hard to live super quiet, but, like, people don't know what's going on with Bezos all like that, you know what I mean? Yeah, but a cat like Diddy is in the spotlight. He's entertainment. He's Hollywood, like... That's not only money, that's power and that's clout. And I don't think we were meant to have that type of power and clout as humans. Like,
you know what, though? But then you got the opposite, Hov. Same ballpark, same areas, got his money the same way.
They saying Hov was in them parties, bro. They saying Hov was in the parties, bro.
Everybody's at the parties. But it's like...
we got to talk about that, too.
Yeah. I want to talk about that. That's why I brought him up so we can make sure that I don't fly. But, what's the difference between Diddy and Hov?
One's a way better rapper than the other one. That's the obvious.
For one.
Yeah, but it's like, it's
one,
like
one is like real. One is
super I think it's the temperament. Wits. I think it's a whole different personality style.
I think Diddy is outgoing. Diddy you know what I'm saying? And Jay seems like more, I mean, we've seen him for years, but he's
super
like
reserved,
super laid tight, back, business, yeah,
trying to get yeah just people. Straight business, yeah, like, not, yeah, like, not, like, he got it off entertainment.
Frank Lucas.
He grew, yeah.
He
yeah,
more like good, Frank Lucas. Yeah, he ain't flashy, example. Yeah.
Not flashy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got that alpaca, but, you know, he ain't...
He got the
he ain't
alpaca.
Showing nobody. He ain't right, showing right. nobody that.
He is showing it in, like, a little subtle way. Like, he have on, like, a black T-shirt, like, black shirt that, like, only shirt, like say, five people got, like...
Or he'll just call... Or he'll just say something crazy in a verse yeah, just like, to remind you, like...
My yeah. painting is worth $3. Yeah. I'm like, what? What are you talking about, bro?
My Basquiat got a Basquiat. Like, yeah. what?
I got your mansion on my wall. Didn't he say that? I got your house on my wall. Yeah. Like, bro,
talk about some island we never heard of, like over here in
the. Like, y'all talking about the Bahamas? I'm like, hey, the Bahamas is a nice little vacation.
The Bahamas
is
fire, bro.
Y'all talking about the Bahamas, man?
You ever been to Leo to Port? Like, what did you talk about, bro?
Oh, we're talking about Diddy Island.
Oh no,
hey man.
Cass is freaky out here, bro. How many? Let me ask y'all this, bro. How many? I don't even know if I should go there, bro.
Y'all
Let's go, man.
This situation is revealing a lot that people already knew, but maybe just joked about. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and to get into Hollywood, you got to do this. Like, you got to be willing to do this. Like, I'm starting to think like it's true, bro. And I'm starting to think like some of these cats will give it up for the fame, bro. They'll give it up, bro. Like, I'm just, bro. Cat Williams said it, bro. Cat Williams said it.
It sounds so
shut up, Cat, bro.
Cat Williams said it, bro. He said, bro. He said, you gotta tell Diddy no. He said, Diddy like to party. Bro, he said, I turned down $50 million 3 times. Didn't he say that 2 or 3 times? He said, because I wasn't going for that. He said, but some of these cats, like they'll do it for $50 million, like.
Hey man, listen, guys.
Hey, I went to middle school all the
time. I was listening to Joe Budden podcast, and he said something that was real, like, crazy. They was like, man, what be going on that some of the cats that get away from Diddy go right to God?
Church.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They trying to get like what is fact, going bro. On that these Mace. Cats that these cats need their soul saved when they done, like. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of crazy. Has Mace said anything? I ain't heard Mace say nothing,
but he got to know some stuff.
Quiet, though.
But then if you think about it,
Everybody's quiet about it.
But Mace and Diddy kind of like fell off early, right? Like, it, not like early,
that's
but it was
why,
probably.
Like, why ain't Mace saying? I would have thought he would have said something.
No, bro. I'm saying like, he probably didn't even experience a lot of that stuff. Like, Diddy got way bigger, like, after Mace. Like, way, like, more money and power as far as
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I think it run deeper than that, bro. I think it run to the 90s. Mm-hmm. I think it run back to the 90s, yeah. bro. We just ain't have technology advanced as it is today that's going
yeah,
air you out. Probably was doing a whole bunch of stuff without it being on camera. Or exactly. not like a camera that's uploaded.
He got VHS recording. Right
he got VHS. He got VHS.
On the easel in the corner.
They said the he got line. Recordings for like... For like, yeah, like the last like 30 years or something like that.
Yeah,
like
that's why every room. Quiet.
So yeah, so that's quiet. What I'm saying. Mace had to be around that. Big had to be around that. Like they had to have like Sean. All these cats went to the
I wonder how. After I wonder. Diddy. I just wonder. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this Craig is Mack. Like, bro. This is like. The stuff they talking about is like it's like evil, bro. Like this is the true definition of evil to me. You know what I mean? Like this is like uncontrolled just lust for life, just going crazy. You know what I mean? Like I feel like that's like this is the ultimate example of like what uncontrolled, just not having no type of self control and having all the exposure to everything you want in the world. At your fingertips,
no discipline,
like,
yeah, no discipline.
Yeah,
bro, this stuff is wild, bro. Like, it's really crazy to think about. Like, when the cat got money and power, he could just get off all this stuff. Like,
I'm gonna tell y'all cats who've been telling us for years, bro. Bro, 50 Cent been telling us this for years, bro.
A lot of people been talking about it for 50, years.
I don't know if y'all remember 50 on Drink Champs. This probably was like 2015, 2016, he was on Drink Champs, one of the earlier episodes. And he was talking about how Diddy tried to take me shopping and all that. And he's yeah. like, no, you trying to take me shopping, bro. Like,
yeah, I'm a man.
But as soon as he started drinking, like, man, he was airing Diddy out, though. But he been saying, like, yo.
I might have to go back to that
different
episode.
Guy. That's a different guy over there. Like,
that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I guess, when you... up that much, man, you got you a Billy Goat, you think you untouchable, but man, when it's time for on the roofs, bro, it ain't no way around that. You know what I'm saying? You got some of the, like, I mean, like Carter said, this is like Black Epstein, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, our Kelly freak boy, nasty boy, caught, you know what I'm saying? Pill Cosby, they got my mans up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Just because you up, bro, that don't make you safe, bro. Because when you stop paying people off, they telling on you.
Money gonna run out for sure.
And when it starts, it's like a downhill spiral. Like it's like a snowball. Like that joint is gonna keep rolling and
the
keep
unimaginable bigger, start happening. Like yeah. I never would have imagined that this cat is selling guns or moving product across the country,
That's crazy.
I just don't like my thing
Syracuse
is like
dude though. Like there was a Syracuse basketball player that he was using as like a drug mule.
Yeah, see,
he got arrested. A player.
Why a college player? Like why
regular
like,
white hooper? Because he's a white hooper
dude?
Who was moving from
was
state
white.
To. That
changes everything, bro. You left that part out. Yeah, that changes everything.
Any like, 18, bro.
Yeah.
Diddy, you nasty boy.
My thing is, like, why can't these dudes just get money and just do legal stuff? Like, you could indulge in sin and be legal. You know what I mean? Like, have all the sex you want to. Like, you could even get drugs off and stuff like that. But it gets to the point where you talking about, like, you know, underage, and you talking about selling, like, moving massive amounts of drugs. Like, why? Like, why even put yourself in that situation? Like,
you know what, though, Yarns? It get deep. It get deeper than what we can really imagine, because we're not in that arena.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Because he paying
sure.
people off, like, he's, you know, like, you feel invincible deep. When you got NYPD in your pocket.
You think that's what it is like, since you so powerful, it's like, just obeying the law ain't doing it for me. Like, you know what I mean? I gotta prove that I'm above that. Like, I gotta even go beyond the law and show, like, I'm above the law. It's almost like you're trying to be God yourself, bro. Like, when humans try to be God, I feel like this is the result, honestly.
Bro, Travis said, stop trying to be God.
Yeah, bro.
Stop trying to be God.
That's not who you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy out here, bro.
What y'all think of, All right, so I had this wild thought though. I had this wild thought. On the flip side, though, right? What if, like, 80% of this is false? And somebody putting the squeeze on Diddy.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Some of it probably is false, though. Some of it probably is. I think he might be the scapegoat for something much bigger, you know? Like, mm-hmm. he might have to take the fall for something much bigger. But... Y'all think Diddy, like, are y'all scared for Diddy's life, though? Like, this is some Epstein type stuff. Like, if he really got dirt on everybody, like, and powerful people in Hollywood, we talking about, like, that list could go far. Like,
I am, but I think he's smart, so he'll lay low. Like, before
you think somebody, hold on, you said scared for his life, like somebody might try to tuck him, or
scared for his
life, like he might try to tuck himself.
I mean, more like him getting tucked because of the amount of people he could take down, bro, and then this information that could come out because of this. Like,
yeah,
they talking about years and years of celebrity parties, bro, like with the biggest names in the industry. We're not talking about like B and C level. We talk about A level celebrities. Like,
yeah, but you like remember like Diddy had this famous white party. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember, like, growing up, and everybody was talking about, oh, Diddy got a white part. Diddy got a white part. Right. Like, where everybody wear all white. First of all, like, if he doing what they say he doing, that's gross.
It's like, yeah, white might be the wrong color.
Hey, you having a black party?
You gotta relax, buddy. You gotta relax.
I ain't relaxing. Cause you ain't playing it that perfect. Cause some, never mind.
I go back. Y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Everybody gotta relax right now.
This cat Carlin is this. He was a sick dude, bro.
Hey, man. Hey,
nah,
hey, man.
Hey,
man.
I'm just saying that.
Y'all, I've been telling you forever, bro. I don't put nothing past nobody.
Heck, no. I don't either, bro. I don't either.
Past nobody. Like, you could be somebody that I've known all my life. And if, whatever they said you did.
Hey.
You probably did that.
I swear, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but I ain't gonna say you. I don't put nothing past nobody, man.
What y'all think about Lecrae saying he? Y'all watched that video I sent y'all?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I ended up watching that whole video, bro.
That joint was kind of crazy, bro. He was. I believe him 100% too, bro. Like, I know Lecrae be in some of them circles. I think it's cool that somebody tried to warn him, like, bro.
Yeah, like,
we know you're the Christian dude. Like, you probably don't want to be here.
Who was it, Brandon T. Jackson or something?
He said somebody came up to him, like, bro. Was it Brandon T. Jackson?
No, I just remember he said that Denzel told him to leave parties before the devil show up. Like, always.
Yeah.
So he said, like, 11:30, he'll always see Denzel leave.
It's like these cats, so this is a known thing. Like, after a certain time.
Yeah,
because
Joe Button even was saying on his podcast, like, he know when it's time to go. Like, he just rolled. Like,
that's wild that's a regular thing. But Lecrae sharing it, that story was kind of crazy, bro.
Yeah,
tell the listeners, bro. So basically, Lecrae was at a party. He didn't say it was Diddy, but it's pretty obvious that this was a Diddy party. And he said somebody came up to him and it was a lot of celebrities are there, big names, like really big celebrities. And somebody came up to him, like, he said he was, you know, he'd just be there networking and stuff. And somebody came up to him like, hey, yo, after 1 a.m., you should probably roll out. Like, knowing you and what you stand for and who you are, like, you probably shouldn't be here. And he said in his mind, he was like, why are they acting like... Like, he was, felt like he had to prove himself, like, man, I could be here. I'm not going to partake in nothing, but I could be around. Like, he probably thought it was going to be, like, drugs and, like, you know what I mean? So he said he was in the studio, and he, at 1 a.m. or, like, 1:30 or whatever, like, he came up the steps from the studio, and he said the first thing he seen was this couch. He was like, I ain't going to tell y'all what the couch looked like, because then people going to know who I'm talking about. It's Diddy, obviously.
Yes.
But he was like, it was, like, a whole bunch of men, like, going at it hard. He said they was going at it, like, hard. And he was, like, he said the music changed, like, from, like, turn-up party music to, like, sensual. Like, he said the lighting changed. He said he seen, that's the first thing he seen was men going at it hard. Then he said he was walking past and just seeing, like, people just, like, sex. Just it turned into a whole sex party, bro. Like, a whole entire, like, house full of people just...
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
...going in. And this is Lecrae saying it. And so then he was like, yeah, I never... Like, after that, I took heed to those warnings, like...
and then the one thing he said, oh, but the other party went to... he said, yeah, man.
I don't know if I heard that part.
Yeah, he said, man, celebrity... I had a celebrity come to me and say, hey, nephew, this ain't...
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's talking about Snoop.
You know
yeah.
exactly who he's talking yeah, about. Yeah. Like, so hey, the one cat that said that.
He should probably, yeah. he should probably head out, yeah.
Which, man, I think it's dope that, you know, that... I ain't gonna say it. I think it's dope that Lecrae carries himself in those arenas to where,
yeah,
you know, sure. they don't want God around. They don't want the light in the darkness, so they gonna tell him to roll. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I think that for him to for those spirits to identify him and say, yo, you gotta roll. It speaks to who he how he's carrying himself in these arenas. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he can't be around like I get the like light in the darkness, but that's too much darkness.
Yeah, no, some stuff ain't no reason to be in because that's witchcraft, bro. Like some of that stuff is witchcraft. Like I mean, bro, some people, everybody ain't making it. Everybody not.
You
some
ain't people, starting a revival in there.
Yeah, some people the way they set up, only God can help them.
Yeah, you know it's definitely. I mean. Dennis, we even learned, was you with us, Malk? I can't remember when we went to, were we passing out flyers for a concert or something like that? We went downtown, like when everybody was at the bars and clubs and stuff, downtown, Youngstown on Federal. We was like, for whatever reason, we thought, I think it was me and Dennis, and maybe Justin.
Justin was with us,
yeah.
I just seen Justin.
Yeah, shout out Justin, but passing out flyers, and then we just after a while we realized like, bro, this ain't really the time for this. Like, these cats ain't really on it. Like, everybody was drunk. Everybody was trying to. They minds was in a whole different place.
I think Dallas was with us.
Yeah, which he probably had some influence on that. But yeah, I mean, we learned real fast. Like, bro, these cats like. This ain't the time for this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they are not trying to hear nothing about no concert at a church right now.
The sun come back up, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy at night.
So I can only imagine, like, Lecrae, that's a way more extreme. You know what I mean? Like, in those situations. So. Gotcha. But, yeah, that's wild, bro. Lecrae, he a freak, boy. He a freaky, man. But it's a lot of dudes out here that's really freaky cats, bro. They freaky bulls, bro. This is like Sodom and Gomorrah type stuff.
Any other people who was hurt, you know what I'm saying, that was like involved, like, I'm sorry you had to go through that, you know what I'm saying? If it's, you know, I don't know either way, but it's sad, you know, regardless of what it is, man.
It's the kids that get me, bro. If they really out here trafficking kids, like, it's kids some evil women, people out here, bro.
Like, men, that, like, kids and women, it's always like, I mean, the dudes, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy that it's like a spectrum, but like, whenever I hear that, I just be like, dang.
Yeah,
man.
Y'all heard that Young Miami was in it too?
Yeah, that's what I was telling these cats. Like, she was like a mule, like,
yeah,
a drug mule. She be, somebody had put up some bars that she said.
She was a worker too.
Moving the keys from Miami.
She wasn't just moving them keys, she was moving the P too.
You gotta relax, bro. You gotta relax, bro. Calm down.
Man, I'm not putting that down to nobody.
Everybody gotta pushing relax. To nobody.
She was pushing P.
pushing P.
Everybody calm down.
Hold it down.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, Carlin came for the libs today. Carlin came for the libs today. We ain't even give him out, but you got him, bro.
You just said a cold double entendre. You're telling the crowd to calm down. Like, what you talking about?
Yeah, it's wild, bro. It's wild out here.
Yeah, man. Shout out to, you know, I don't know if we should shout nobody out for real.
Prayers. Just prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. To people involved.
That's all we can say, man. Thoughts and prayers, man.
Dang.
We want to get comments. To, man. I mean, it's only really one other big topic, bro.
Hey, man, before we move to that, man, RIP OJ, man.
Yeah, OJ.
OJ was a wild boy.
One of the goats, man.
OJ was a wild boy, man, but RIP OJ Simpson, man.
Legend.
You know he was there. Y'all know he had to be there before.
It'd be people like didn't know his name was Orenthal. I'd be like, y'all forget people Orenthal was born James. after us. Like, it's really people born after us.
Orenthal. Kids don't even know who OJ is, bro. Yeah. They don't even know the legend OJ Simpson. And
I think he got like 2,000 yards in 14 games. Like, he was cold, you know what I'm saying?
That guy was a legend, bro. Like, on... I want to say on and off the field. On and off the field, bro.
The legend
of OJ
Simpson is going to be remembered forever,
bro. The story of OJ, bro.
Yeah, man. OJ. OJ, man. Cancer. Tuck OJ.
I'm not black. I'm OJ.
Carlin, calm down, bro.
Wait, what did he say? Wait. I missed it.
We moving on.
I missed it. Dang, bro.
I missed it, too. I got to play it back.
All right, I'm going to play it
Rewind it real quick.
I can't even rewind it, bro. Right, it don't work like that, bro. We just gotta listen back. That's funny, bro. Dang, I missed it. All right, man. Let's get the music, bro. A lot of music talk to get to, bro. So we got.
Man, we gotta do the timeline, though, man. We need to start.
We done missed a lot. We picked the wrong weeks to not part, bro.
Yeah, man. It could have went crazy, man. But yeah, we got to start with the thing to set it all.
All right, so Kendrick on the future, on the future.
First person shooter. Wait, everybody know. Okay. First person shooter that started this.
Okay, I can see that.
First person shooter, I can see started it all.
I don't think it would have provoked. I don't feel like nobody dissed Kendrick on first person shooter for real.
They did. They was dissing him all over.
Wait, bro, tell me where. I don't really see it.
Cole said. People steppers, saying they steppers.
That might be the one line.
Everybody breakfast, like he going crazy. But
the other lines, he's talking about me, you know, Kendrick, me and Drake, we the big three. Like he was big up in them the whole time.
The Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake. Like, so you just said the big three.
But this is Drake to his face, though.
The Spider-Man meme is, you know what I'm saying? And they said it's alleged that they wanted Kendrick on that song, and Kendrick told them no.
I think people reading into some of those lyrics too much, honestly. Like,
I'm not. They've been beefing since 2013,
Cole.
Bro.
No, Kendrick and Drake for sure. I don't think Cole
in the middle. Like,
yeah, Cole never had.
Cole want to be cool with though, everybody. Bro. Like,
you gotta give Drake. So, Drake is a mastermind, bro. Drake knew to be.
Yeah, Drake goes.
He put Cole in the middle of it.
Yeah,
because you know that Cole got bars. And like even in this song, first person shooter, Drake just bowed out and was like, "Nah, I ain't rapping."
Yeah.
Like,
I'm about
to click up on this. I'm about to click. Hey, it's like go ahead, start doing
say
that,
it then.
Like,
who the GOAT? Yeah. He just kept saying the same thing. Like, yeah, he don't got bars to hang when that song.
He ain't got bars,
yeah.
Bro.
So first person shooter, you saying started it? All right, so that provoked Kendrick on like that on Future album, right?
That's what you saying,
Mop?
Yeah, I don't really like that.
Yeah, I'm really like that. Like, and he said, you know, y'all gonna have to come with more than that. Y'all clicking up, you know, first person shooter.
Drake just said click.
Hold on, man. Hold on, before we move forward, can I talk to you real quick, Mo?
Let's go, bro. Let's go.
Yeah, let's talk. We gotta go back to that.
Listen, Mo.
What I do?
You a Kendrick fan?
I am,
bro. You are.
Did you listen to this joint at least 10 times? At least 10.
Nah, I probably said I listened to it like 5 or 6 times.
All right, so I think you need 4 more times because your stance.
Well, tell the listeners, bro, because Malt.
Hey, listen, man. Malt, so any listener know how Malt is a Kendrick.
I was expecting Malt to come on. Yo, I told y'all Kendrick the best. I was expecting Malt to come on the group chat.
I told them this was a mid Kendrick verse.
Now, you came on, the first thing you said was, y'all really like this track? And
that's
I'm
what
like,
I said. Y'all really like the track.
Malk don't like this? I'm like, this is hard.
This is fire.
Right. Yo, and then the reason I'm going to tell everybody that is because normally when the masses like Kendrick is when he doing something over a trap beat. So as a Kendrick fan, I don't like hearing that because it's like, you ain't being Kendrick.
That beat was crazy. That beat was crazy. So, I would hear Kendrick on that beat anything.
You ain't break it down like that, so I'm glad we having this conversation. Right.
So you thought it was mid just because of the beat he was rapping on?
No, I think it's mid because he been rapping like this forever. So it ain't like he going to another level. You know,
it ain't
saying?
Mid,
this
though.
Is average Kendrick. Like, mid is like.
You saying average? Like, for him, it was average.
For him, yeah. Like if Jack Harlow did this, I would see, like, how everybody was acting. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Like, Jack ain't gonna reach this level.
But I'll say Kendrick, this, though. I don't disagree that it's. It ain't the most, like, lyrical, like,
yeah, you
most,
know how everybody
like,
acting
crazy.
Like, it's, like, the craziest.
Yeah,
like,
he was just saying some. He was saying some fly stuff, and he right, said right. it in a fly
I mean,
way.
Prince was fired, though, bro.
And I like
hey, with all these knives. It's gonna be Pet Sematary.
That was hard.
Oh my
yeah.
god!
It was the aggression of it, and it was the boom. Like them, that
yeah,
part
was
like
the delivery, bro. But that yeah. delivery was crazy.
It was hard, bro. I liked it. I liked it.
I ain't saying I don't like it. I'm just saying he like this. Is what he this? Is what he do? So like, I ain't surprised. Like,
right. So Kendrick dropped that.
Maybe I should have said that.
Right. It's still dropped, amazing you know, when Kyrie dropped 40 though. Like we can't do that, bro.
Like, no, we.
It's still amazing.
Like when Kobe and Brown go for 50, it's like yo, that's what they. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, it was still hard. But it's the fact that he did that and he. The point that he was making, like it shook things up, bro. And I liked it. I was like, that's. Kendrick is calculated, man. I'll give it to him. Like he knew what he was doing. Like he shook it up, bro.
Yeah, I think the.
And you know what's crazy, bro? Quick before you say that, after all these, and I know we're gonna get there, but after all these cold verses been dropping prior to that song, I was ready to come on the pod that week and say, "Yo, Cole is the only person keeping competitive rap alive under 40 right now." This is before Kendrick dropped that. Mm-hmm. Kendrick dropped that, and I said, all right, okay. It ain't just Cole. All right, I'll step back. I'll step okay. back. Like, Kendrick made it competitive right there. Like, he set the bar again, bro. That's something Kendrick does often,
Kendrick
and I got to give him
more,
props for it. He sets
Kendrick
the bar.
Kendrick may be more calculated than Drake, bro.
Nah, he as equal. I don't think he more.
No, I think
more
he's
calculated?
More. I think he's more right now. Cause he's more careful about when he puts stuff out.
When, yeah, that's what I'm saying. When he,
Drake would just
his,
drop something.
His drops when tomorrow, he drops what he drops. I think Kendrick, man. I think Kendrick yeah. is like a yeah. mastermind, like no other, bro. I mean, it's proven because he stops the world every
nah, he's
time
a mastermind.
He releases.
I mean, that's
well, I
that's
undeniable. A mastermind, but
that's
I,
undeniable.
I think Aubrey but, is too, though. Like I think Aubrey.
No,
is
Drake is.
Equal.
Drake
like,
is.
He know what he, like he.
I
Drake
think
is, but Kendrick like, stops the world.
I think that's
bro,
what
separ-
right. I think that's, and we gonna get to the Cole stuff. I know that's what separates those two from Cole to me, and I'm a Cole fan. Cole is just a rapper. Cole just raps. These cats, yeah. like Cole ain't. I don't think Cole really like be calculating
Cole
his moves
dude, bro.
Like that.
He's a good dude, bro.
And he's that's a good dude. Great. But let's go with the timeline. Let's go with the timeline. Stay with it. So Kendrick dropped that.
Wait, Future dropped. We gotta make sure Future and Metro dropped that.
Kendrick. Hey,
Future
that album is fire, by the way. That's yeah. not,
hard
let's
album.
Let's not go past that.
Yeah, great production, hard, production. Great. And I told y'all I'm not listening to nothing less than C. What I say, B-level bars.
Yeah.
Future, he's teetering on C, D-level on yeah. some of his bars. But that production, though.
The way they put it together, bro. It's A-level, though. The way they put it together.
But he was
A.
rapping a little bit on
it's
that.
It's certain
he
artists. That,
a lot more, bro.
It's certain artists rest. That I don't consider it in that because he ain't really like a rapper. Right. Like him, right. Travis. Like Travis ain't going to give you no yeah. B, A-level bars. But right.
They're like Scottie Pippen, bro. Right. Like they can't lead a team by themselves.
Yeah,
bro. But you
but
put them with a Jordan, they fired.
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta
with 21 Savage, bro. 21 Savage in there too.
Yeah.
Future and them beefing with Drake too, so everybody gotta know.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, Future and Metro. It's some behind the scenes stuff going on. I think yeah, Drake I messed with his that. Girl or something. I don't know. Something happened.
It's them parties, bro.
I know we about to get them bars. I know.
But
Diddy party. It's all happening at Diddy.
It
party.
Might all go together, bro. Who knows? Who knows, bro?
Yo, the world's in the uproar over the Diddy parties.
It all. Hey, Cat Williams said it's gonna be year of the truth. So.
He said it, bro, yeah. and it is so far. Yeah,
somebody
it's all
else said that
he knew. He knew. It's like he knew what was coming, bro. That's crazy.
Right.
No more parties in LA. Oh,
man.
No more parties in LA.
All right, so timeline. We at first person shooter. Or no, Kendrick, like that. Cole comes back, drops a whole surprise, like, I think it's a mixtape type of joint.
Yeah, to get us ready for the fall off.
Last track, 7 minute. I liked it. Last track. Let's just talk about that. Y'all like the project? I liked it. I thought that joint was
fire, bro.
He been putting out little snippets, so I'm glad that he came out with the whole thing.
I'll say
Cole could do any style of rap, bro.
Cole is rapping on there.
At the highest level, he can do any style.
I'll say tracks like tracks 3 through 6 was like, I'm cool. Like, I feel like some of those were like Dreamville, like leftover tracks. Like
hold on, wait, bro. Hold on, wait, stop.
No, no, you said something. Hold on, bro.
Nah, 3 through 6, bro. The joint with Cameron.
Stones?
No, I said 3 through 6. Sticks and Stones is 7. 3 through 6 is Ready with Cameron.
I said, hold on, wait.
Hunting Rabbits. I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm just like, he was kind of like just. You could tell they throwaway tracks.
You could tell he was with Drake too. Like some of these songs sound like
Fever was. He should have just let Drake have that track.
Yeah, he should have let Drake.
Hey,
have
shout
that.
Out Daylight. We ain't never getting that battle.
But Pi though.
Daylight and Lux.
I don't feel like Pi is getting enough credit, and I feel like those were the bigger shots thrown at Kendrick than anything. But
hold on, y'all. You don't like Ready 24.
I thought it was cool. I don't like Cole on that beat though. I don't like the way Cole rapped on that beat.
It didn't sound like it fit. Like
it was like something was off about it. It just did. It wasn't bad, but it just I'm like eh.
Yeah, it was cool.
But Pi, but them all three of them cats was going.
Pi was crazy.
We ain't never getting that crazy. Battle.
Stealth mode was crazy. Yeah. 3,000. Yeah. Everything was crazy on that drum.
But that 7 minute drill.
A to Z except for number 6 for me.
Yeah. But nah, good project, and then 7 minute drill, obviously Kendrick diss.
Wait, let me. Can I get some? He said that he asked T-Minus for a word before he started writing, and the word he gave him was light word, like it's PWC. So to me, that's hard. That's like he wrote it in 7 minutes.
Cole is a rapper, bro. Like, I keep trying to tell people he's a rapper.
It's not a good acting like it's not a good song or whatever. But I'm like knowing the backstory, that's even harder.
I personally feel like the beat switch.
And how many guys can put these type of bars to drill?
That's what I'm saying. Like he took nobody that drill and took like that. What's that Detroit flow? Like he was wilding out, bro. Like,
yeah. I thought it was hard.
Bro.
I thought it was a hard, like, I thought it was a light punch. I didn't think he punched hard. When I listened to it, I'm like, he's friends with him and he don't want to kill him. Like, he's not going to go all out. He's just like, and we'll get to the apology because I feel like that made all the sense in the world when I heard the apology. I'm like,
it don't, bro.
I already know where you're going with it, Malk, and I'm not even gonna argue with you today. I'm telling you.
Cole and Kendrick are cool, and
he ain't wanna go there.
He couldn't go there. Y'all know what it was.
Couldn't go where? Alright, let's just talk about it. Couldn't go where.
Don't do that.
This ain't the day.
Alright, wait, we gotta stop. Just stop for a second.
Hey, that bar was hard too though.
Let's get to the apology. So he put it.
That's a triple.
That was a hard part. He put out the track. I thought it was dope. I thought it was a cool punch. And then he comes on and apologizes on tour, saying that it wasn't sitting right with him in his mental. He's losing sleep. He don't feel like, you know, it ain't sitting right with him. Which, here's the thing. All right, I'll let y'all share. I see two sides of it. I'm not gonna lie. The side that I don't see, and the side that I'm tired of people talking about is that Drake is scared of Kendrick. This don't got nothing to do with Drake being scared of Kendrick. I don't think it's that at all.
Wait, people think Drake's scared of Kendrick?
Bro, that's all I hear. I'm talking about Cole.
I'm getting ahead.
Cole, they saying Cole scared of Kendrick. Kendrick, you see what happens when you mess with Kendrick.
It's history. Y'all, we can't argue history.
Bro, but he already put out the track. You can't say he didn't. He's scared.
He's not scared, bro. Did you hear what he said in his apology?
No, I did.
So you're saying you don't believe nothing he was saying. He just cop and please because he's scared of Kendrick.
I feel like if you're going to say you Muhammad Ali.
No, I agree.
Joe Frazier, you can't be like, oh, I hit you. But now I'm about to get out the ring.
I agree with that part.
I don't want to get hit.
And that's another part of it that I see. I do agree with that.
Duality, like I do think you got to protect your mental, like because I'm with that. Like if something don't sit right with you, do what's best for you so you can sleep well. But you've been killing everything, and now the dude everybody's they've been saying you way better than. Let's get to it.
But here's the thing, though, bro. Here's my theory. I think Cole knew where it could have went, and he's like, it don't sit right with me where it's gonna have to go. He don't want to get there with Kendrick. He don't want to get personal. He don't want to like. But if that's your boy, battle, bro. Like, no, I get it, bro. But if you don't want to go there, and again, I see both sides of it because I think there's friendly competition. But think about it, what rap beefs?
Those two was gonna be though, bro. Those two wasn't gonna.
Okay, but I don't think so, bro. Because what beefs have we seen? What rap beefs have we seen that didn't get personal and didn't get to some real life beef?
But like
the real rap beefs in history that we talk about, they've all like really hated each other and they got some real life beef. I think Cole put that track out and he was like, I see where this can lead to. Like Kendrick can get personal here and then I'm gonna have to get personal back, and it's taking him out of character and it's taking him out of what he wants to do, feeling pressured. And don't get me wrong, I see the other side of it where I'm like, bro, if you're an MC, just rap though. Like just like. You know what I'm saying?
It
ain't nothing wrong with friendly competition, and I don't. Yeah, I
just need to pick.
What's getting on my nerves is everybody you see Kendrick like he's scared. Kendrick sent him a text and told him you better back down, and he came on and like, fam, y'all gotta chill out. Like I don't think that's what happened at all. Like I could be wrong. I don't believe that J. Cole is scared to rap with Kendrick. I don't believe that J. Cole is scared to rap with anybody.
To rap with nobody right now.
I think he didn't want to go the personal route. He didn't want it to get nasty, and he didn't want to, especially with somebody he rocks with, right? Like, I understand that part. Right?
He ain't want to go against the GOAT.
I got
like,
two thoughts.
I don't want to hear, like J. Cole fans forever, y'all he can't say nothing to me.
It don't got nothing to...
two thoughts.
That's where I'm at. Like, it's
Ahead. Expound on it, though. What do you mean by that? You saying what I hear everybody else saying, so I want to hear your thoughts. What makes you say that?
It's been the big three that's everybody been saying, and everybody been saying when it's time to go, because what it is.
Because Drake apologized now, I mean, because Cole apologized now, he don't rap as good as these guys?
You had a chance to show one-on-one.
He has shown. Over the past several years, he stepped on every...
All right, hold on, real quick. I ain't taking sides. But I'm with Malt because that's the one thing Drake don't. I mean, that's the one thing that Cole don't got no battles, bro.
But why? But here's the thing. Why? Okay, so that takes away from his rapping ability. You're saying
only with rapping them ability. Two. I'm not saying like
even with them two.
95% of the like.
Because he ain't willing to get personal and get nasty with the disses, that means he can't rap better than him.
Hold on, man. Let me get my thoughts. Go ahead. Number one, I'm not mad at Cole's apology because if you convicted like that, you gotta do what's best for you so you can sleep at night. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats say boogeyman, and then you can't sleep at night. That's how I looked at it. But anyway.
Stop right there, because what you just did is taking it out of context.
Lupe, J. Electronica,
J. Cole ain't none of them cats, bro. J. Cole ain't none of them cats.
They said a little bit.
Now you gotta stop with the bro. Don't push that narrative, bro. Don't do it. You know that ain't the narrative, bro.
Look. This what happened.
No, that's not what happened.
Big Sean said something to Kendrick. He dropped. Be humble. It ain't been the same since. Jay Electronica said what he said. I mean, he did it.
I already know Mal was coming on here to do this. What y'all are doing is taking Cole's situation and him, you know, protecting his mental health. You pushing the same narrative saying Cole say he said Candy. You know, he didn't get close. He did say it.
He knew. Come on, Malk. Stop it, bro. He said it. Was that his words?
I know what you're doing, Malk. I know what you're doing, Malk. And I know that you don't even believe that. I know that you don't.
No, I believe Kendrick. You're doing this for content,
and I'm not with that today, bro. No, we're not doing it, bro.
I've been saying it for years. I'm not changing my opinion.
No, you can say that, but you could believe that, but what you're not going to sit here and try to tell me that you believe is that Kendrick is legitimately scared to rap with... I mean, Cole is legitimately scared to rap with Kendrick Lamar. That ain't a fact, bro. No, he wouldn't, bro. Not if it's not sitting right with his mental. And he did do it. He did. He wouldn't have put out the first track.
He jumped in the ring and he jumped back out.
He did first person shooter. We got like that. Then he did his joint, and now he.
So, he showed he's not scared to rap with him, but if your mental health, if it's messing you up and it's taking you out of your character and you're like, bro, I didn't even want to put that out, but people are pressuring me, that has nothing to do with him being scared of Kendrick. That's him being...
Bro, I don't care about... Listen, 50 Cent, Ja Rule, bro, is hip-hop. You can't get in a ring with a
He don't hate Kendrick. 50 Cent and Ja Rule hated each other. He don't hate Kendrick, and Kendrick don't hate him.
If you say you... Muhammad Ali, okay. With Joe Frazier in the ring with you, you can't hit the
If that's the case, then not, now we I need to hear Kendrick do something nasty towards Cole. Or the same thing applies to him. The same thing applies to him then.
Did you see what he did with Like That?
That wasn't nasty. What did he say on Like That? What did he say? All right, so let's go there. Let's break down what he said on Like That. It's no big three, it's just me.
Big
wow, that's a terrible, right. That's such a hard punch. Well, we got Pusha T talking about somebody's kid punch, and somebody's mom. The punch and we talk, we got Nas talking about D sucking lips, and you talking
up.
About
brothers clicking
big
up,
three. But get out of here,
legit.
Bro.
No, you said big three. I said brothers clicking up, but cannot be legit, no 40 water. Brother, what are we talking about, bro? Like,
What are you talking about? You're not saying nothing crazy.
Jermaine Cole and Drake got together, right? Clicking up.
Malk, I'm talking about the
Cole said he was behind Drake. No, hold on.
I'm talking rap.
Y'all had the floor. Hold on. Cole said that he could rap with anybody, and he got on the song with Drake and proved that I'm coming on this track and I'm smoking who y'all say is the best. And he don't want to go on the same. He want to do the same thing with Kendrick. That's the route he want to take. If he gonna rap, then him and Kendrick gonna rap just like they did on Black Friday that nobody want to talk about, which they already rapped on each other's beats.
And
they both smoked the beat. Like they, if that's what they want to do, I think that's what.
That's a different conversation. That's a whole different conversation than what we talk about.
He wants to just rap and show that he can out rap somebody on the track.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, and he's done that time and time again. He's been on tracks with Kendrick where Kendrick didn't even rap. Kendrick copped out on the Jeezy song.
But you can't say when it's time to battle, I can't sleep. Like, you were dreaming.
Okay,
Mal,
but here's the point, though.
Dreams? Mal, what are we talking about, bro? You afraid of Kendrick? No, listen.
You listen to Joe Budden too much, bro. You're reiterating the same points I've already heard.
I'm not even on that episode of Joe Budden for the purpose of the podcast.
You're saying the same exact things. That's how I know you're lying. I've heard you. I know you're saying the same thing.
Listen, I purposely stay behind so people can't say that.
You're saying the same exact thing, bro.
I'm not letting anybody ever rewrite hip-hop. Hip-hop was founded on entertainment and battle rap. LL Cool J was a battle rapper. He battled with cannabis. Like, what are we doing? We gonna let people
but
say...
But you can friendly battle, though. We know
so,
that's what me
I'm
and Mo
okay,
work
okay.
battle rap. Me and Mo work battle
Gucci
rap. And these cats talk
each other.
And that
and
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm not disagreeing with that. And that's why I'm not copping Cole a plea, because I agree. I think if he should have just stepped in the ring and just stayed in it. But what I'm not gonna say is he stepped out because he's scared of Kendrick. Right, that's
so
not
he may
why.
Not be afraid of
we gotta
Kendrick,
stop
but not
that.
Better than Kendrick. Like he's number three forever now. You had a chance
in your,
to take
in your mind.
Two.
That's fine. And I get why people.
How is he number three when he just smoked Drake on first person? You can't say he number three.
Because Aubrey been number one. Like, we've been saying, like, if we're going to be, been the number one. And then
and Cole smoked him. So who's number one then?
It's still Drake. Like, if we're going to be real, it's Kendrick. And now it's Future.
Your rhetoric makes no sense. What you're saying is because Cole didn't want to get nasty with the disses, then he can't be considered.
I'm not saying get nasty. He been saying he want to rap. He don't got to get nasty. Like, you don't like you could just keep it rap. Like,
you do, though. It was going to get there. It was going
to
have to go there, which is why he backed out.
I don't think it would have had to go there.
I ain't changing
nobody's
mind.
All right, so look, check this out.
That's fine. I'm not even mad about people saying that.
Let me talk. All right. Cole, number one. I'm not mad at Cole's apology. That's not, I'm not mad at that at all. If you feel that way, you should definitely do what you got to do to get back on your path. No problem. I was talking to some of my guys, and what my boy Zeke said. He like, bro, I get it, but it's rap. And that's kind of where I stand. It's rap. So it's like, all right, Cole, we know who you are. We know how you feel about everybody know Cole a good dude, bro. Cole don't really diss nobody.
He a good kid, man.
You know what I'm saying? But... at the same time, bro, if you gonna step in the ring, ain't no way you could get out the ring by Sunday if you stepped in there on Friday. That's crazy to me.
I feel like that
gave Kendrick the upper hand, and I'm not mad at nobody that will kick Cole out of being number one and number two for that reason, because when we talking rap, when we talking hip hop, when we talking what come with people beefing, when we talk, it don't gotta be we gonna shoot them up bang bang, or I'm gonna talk crazy about your wife or your mom, your kids.
The most classic rap beefs have been that, bro. Let's be honest though. The most classic rap beefs that we talk about have been that. We don't have no friendly rap beefs that we talk about. When do we talk about?
I get that. So, but listen, bro, we watch battle rap. We see the worst of the worst.
This is a whole different thing.
I get that. But what I'm saying is, What Kendrick said wasn't too cold.
It wasn't.
It was to Drake.
It wasn't.
Cole jumped out the window.
I agree. Yeah. So, bro, when you
jumping out the window, you gotta stand in that. So if Kendrick come back and sit and just tear Cole up, bro, this one ain't for you. But since you jumping out the window for your man, because he not saying nothing, let's get it.
I mean, Cole was in that, though. It wasn't directly, like, the worst part of that was towards Drake. But he was in it, though. Bro, Cole was probably in there, though. Y'all talking about clicking up, and it's like, I ain't no big three. He talking about Cole.
Hold on, wait. Those was facts. 95% of that was at Drake, not Cole, bro. Cole jumped out the window. So it looked funny when you jumped out the window. And now you retracted, and it ain't even been 72 hours.
You didn't even get a boogeyman chance to say nothing back to you before you tapped out, bro. That's the.
I would have loved to see the back and forth, and I don't know if Kendrick.
We're gonna see what happens tomorrow. I think it's gonna be something tomorrow, but I'm not mad at that take at all. And again, let me be clear, I hate the fact that he apologized. I'm not saying I'm with it. Like, and I do agree there should be, I understand it for sure. Like,
I do too.
Bro,
I do
at the end of the day, yo, like mental health, yeah. Like, but there can be friendly competition. I agree with that. Right. Like, it can be that, like, and I don't understand why I couldn't just stay that way. But at the end of the day, if it was really causing him that much distress, then I don't mind him. Like he made the decision for himself, and that's a brave move. As a rap fan, I agree with what you're saying though. Like, I agree with that. Like, if you're going to step in the ring, like, you got to be ready and you got to come with it, and it ain't no stepping out. Right. I agree with that. I feel like...
I have a hard time believing that Cole didn't feel that way already. He felt that way before he put it out. So don't put it out, bro.
But that was the whole point.
That's Cole's whole career feeling the pressure from, like, his fans.
Yeah, he said that. He said he felt pressured. He didn't want to do it.
I thought the music would do it for itself, but the people want everything else.
That's the problem.
I think Cole is a nice guy, like you said, and he wasn't trying to get hostile. And I understand why people will see him differently now. I do. I get it. And I'm a Cole fan. Personally, I still, from what I've seen from him just rapping-wise, there's nothing that makes me feel any different about his skill level and his ability. Like, yeah,
I'm not saying he can't rap no more. I'm just saying Kendrick over him forever. Like,
that's but you always, you already believed that from the start. But that's already confirmation. And that's fine, though.
That's the whole idea.
No, that's fine.
I'm not telling nobody else to feel how I feel. I'm just staying true to hip hop pillars, and
nobody's surprised by that take, bro. I get it. The pillars of hip hop.
I stay on that on everything.
What about Andre though? Andre never entered into a battle with nobody like that. Like,
no, I'm not saying J. Cole can't rap. I'm saying J. Cole, like Simba just did a little. He said like a couple bars about J. Cole. Simba, you gotta relax. Cause J. Cole can end you in like two bars. Like it's certain people that shouldn't say nothing to him.
Yeah, Simba.
Even Kendrick and Drake, it's not like he don't want to battle. Now all of a sudden you down like 80 overall. Nah, he's still up. He's still a top tier. Like I'm not saying nothing like that. He get on the track with Royce, it's gonna be cold. But some of these,
he gonna body any verse he gets on. But I understand what you're saying. I get why people would.
Bro, like you need some more wounds.
Just the more opinionated.
I get it.
You know what I'm
I get it. And I'm not mad about that opinion, Malk. But I'm so tired of people pushing the narrative. Like, it's almost like y'all taking advantage of a situation to be like,
wait, I'm not.
See,
doing
he
that. I'm
ain't
not
say
doing
boogeyman, but you I'm are though, bro. You no, just no, no. were. You were Listen, just doing that. Let's be
I'm not
clear.
Saying, if Joe is saying Kendrick, J. Cole can't rap, I don't agree with
no,
that.
That's no, no, nobody's like, saying that, but they're all saying Kendrick texted J. Cole and said chill out, and then he went up and apologized and begged for forgiveness. Like, come on, bro, it ain't that. We got to stop pushing that. I see mad people like, you see what, like, bro, we got to stop pushing that narrative. If he says he backed out because his mental health, it don't got nothing to do with him being scared of Kendrick. Now, does that affect his legacy for people? Yes, and I understand why. I say yes, and I understand that. This is the argument I give. It's like, it's almost like the LeBron versus Kobe and Jordan argument, right? Us as Kobe fans is always like, we never going to doubt LeBron's skills. But what's the one thing that people say about LeBron that he don't have? He don't got the killer instinct. He don't got the killer, like, he got skills, and that's changed over the years. I'm talking about, like, earlier. He don't got the killer instinct, so some people would never put him in that conversation. And I understand if people say that about J. Cole.
No.
You can't doubt his skill. No, you can. You can. If he don't have that killer mentality, I get it, though, bro.
But he do, though. Like, he
not right, bro. He's shown that he don't.
Let's be real, though. He's suppressing
it. Ain't like him and Kendrick ain't been cool forever, though. Like, we're going to be for real.
Cole got
that's like, Simba
got
to chill. Like, Cole will kill you, bro. Like if you get on the track record, it'll be a different level. Like he can kill you with a London drill rap flow.
I mean,
like,
I'm gonna be all the way clear. I think if Cole wanted to go, I think he would kill anybody on the mic right now. If he wanted to go, I think he would. You disagree with that? That's fine. Like, I think out of them three, it could be any of them three at any given moment. I don't think we can just sit here and say Kendrick is the best. Cole, I mean, Drake is gonna. But like, I think any of them could go at any given moment. The fact that he backed out, I get why people are going to be like, well, now he's not here. I personally feel the same about his skill.
I feel like, man, he's self-proclaimed. He's self-proclaimed, I'm the GOAT, I'm the best, bro. You need some war wounds, too. Like, you can't just, bro, no, listen.
That ain't true.
Everybody's top five, bro, for the most part, got war wounds, bro. Everybody's top three is
probably Andre is almost on everybody's. Andre is almost top three on everybody's list.
Hold on. Everybody's top three for the most part is Jay, Biggie, and Pop. War wounds.
Wayne
got war wounds. Drake got war wounds. Bro, these cats, these self-proclaimed, I'm the best. Bro, they go to war with cats to take that. Like, you gotta take that from some cats. Bro, Drake got war wounds. Kendrick got war wounds. Cole got I don't know what Cole got.
Cole
like,
about
this
to make
ain't,
an example of these
it ain't
cats.
No war wound because he not he went at a cat that ain't even come at you.
I don't think
really,
it's so
like,
I don't think it's over for Cole, bro. I think it might be over him
Cole,
and Kendrick, but
listen,
I don't think
Cole
it's
is
over.
Cole is going to jump in his Drake bag, and we're going to get sneak disses. That's what it's going to be.
No, he
Cole
can't do that.
Man,
listen, he can't do that.
He just
no.
sat, he just still
he
on the
better
stage.
Not do that.
He just
he better not do that, bro.
Apologize, bro.
But
exactly. So then,
y'all don't think if Kendrick come back at him, y'all don't think he going to shoot something back?
Let me shoot Cole.
Then they gotta be all the way
forever. It ain't like they just now got cool. Like, people gotta remember that part. Like,
yeah, they've
been cool. Like, I'm telling, like, other people gotta act like
jumped out the window. That don't make sense to me.
They really love each other. Like, that's the thing.
I think that's what it is. And I came on here. Like, I know everybody know why I stand with Kent. I'm not gonna take nothing away from Cole though. Like, I don't agree with his skill level diminished. Like, you can't stop. You can't not know how to rap that well because you don't like. You decide you don't want to rap with this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't apply to everybody else. Like,
and even that, it ain't that he decided he didn't want to rap with him. He decided he didn't want to attack him.
No, that's
he didn't
want to
attack his character.
Yeah,
so that's different. That's different. And that right there is the difference right there. He's already showed he'll he'll rap with anybody. Like, he'll jump on a track and go bar for bar with anybody. But when it comes to the personal attacks and like the he ain't want to go there and hey, I get it. If people are like, he don't got that killer instinct, so I can't have him up there. I'm a That's Kobe all. Fan, so I understand that. Yeah. I understand that.
That's all.
And I'm not mad at that. What I am mad at is the whole people, like, Kendrick stands. Because I'm a Kendrick fan. I'm talking about Kendrick is
the
god of rap. He can't do
no
wrong.
He ain't the god of rap. He ain't the god of rap.
Taking this situation and using that. See, I told y'all he ain't. Like, bro, chill.
But he been telling people for years to say his name, and I promise he been saying it, bro. And every time,
but I don't think this situation applies.
The only one who standing in front of this man is Aubrey, the Canadian, bro.
We gonna see what happens.
Yeah, man, listen, Drake. Hey, listen, man, I want to see Drake come back to go.
It's
to
time,
war,
bro.
Okay?
It's time. Bro.
Like Drake, but I don't think it's gonna happen. I think it's gonna be sneak disses.
Nah, Drake like, gonna come back. Nah, Drake is coming, bro. Drake is coming.
Just like doing Future, man.
It has to, bro. Not right now.
No, it's happening. It's weird.
Drake is out here showing.
Nah, bro. Not with Kendrick.
Drake is out here leaking his meat. Come on, man. Drake ain't trying to battle nobody. Like.
I ain't know that.
Y'all ain't know that?
Nah.
Man, bro, that ain't no bro, a few weeks ago, bro, this cat Drake was leaking his...
Bro, what's going on, bro? What are we talking about right now? When did this happen, bro? I don't even care.
That's like, what I'm saying, man. I don't know if Aubrey is ready.
Nah, this the time now.
I don't know, bro. I don't
Kendrick
know.
Bro, I just got hot, bro. What are we talking about right now?
Listen for a loop, bro.
Hey, listen, man. It's freaky because... Freaky cats everywhere, bro. It's wild, freaky. Bro. It's freaky boys everywhere.
They all over.
So hey, that's what time, I'm saying, bro. Man. Drake, man. I feel like, man. I don't know, man. This is the time.
It's time.
He's gonna go. He's gonna go. No, it will. Bro. I think it might happen tomorrow.
I just hope it don't cool off, though. Don't let it cool off. Drake. If Kendrick, you won't Kendrick come, come tomorrow.
Dennis, it's cats on the inside of the industry saying he's ready to go. Like he's going.
They both been ready.
Okay,
let's go.
This is the. I mean, honestly, this is the real battle.
Years,
and let's
bro.
Be clear, I'm disappointed in J. Cole for how he handled that, but I feel like he should have just
stayed out.
What Cole should have did is instead of dropping that track, like maybe threw a couple shots at him on a feature or something like that. He didn't need to do that. This is Drake and Kendrick's battle right here.
Right.
Like from the start, that's what it was, and that's what it is from here on out. Like
I would have respected Cole a little bit more. I respect Cole, but I would have respected him even more. If he just didn't drop that and then just came out at the tour and said, you know what? I know y'all want me to go at Cole, but I mean, go at Kendrick, but that's my man. It ain't worth it.
Yeah, he should have.
And then do it that way. Like, bro, don't. I hate when cats throw the grenade and then hide their hand. Like, don't hide your hand, cuz.
I feel like Cole was used, like y'all said, he was used by Drake. And I think he's being used by Kendrick as like a. Like, you know what I mean?
He's
like,
in a bad position.
Because he's really in a bad
cat.
Position.
Yeah,
he's cool with both of them.
And he's trying to, like, not pick a side.
Yeah,
but he actually
like,
picked a side. Like,
I mean, by default. And now it's like, and now it looks even worse because now it looks like him and Drake trying to jump Kendrick.
And then he's suffering because.
The Bass Brigade, bro. I could not stop laughing.
And then he's suffering because he liked that when it come to rapping. So it's like.
Not no more, though.
I think he still is. I do think
he is, but I just.
And I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I think Cole is being strategic, right? I mean, I think he's sitting back thinking like, how do I revive my legacy?
You know what he about to do, right? You know what he about to do, right, Youngs?
Who,
we about
Cole?
To get, yeah, it's gonna be a him and Kendrick song.
I was thinking that today. I wouldn't be surprised if they dropped a project together.
This is the most opportunity time
be,
for
bro.
Them.
So this is how I feel like Cole can maybe get back in people's good graces. If him and Kendrick drop on a song together and rap together and he out-raps him on a track. And they don't have to, they're not tearing each other down, but just rap ability. Like, he already did it to Drake.
That would be fire.
So, I feel like that's the only thing he could do is like, what else can you do? If you don't want to get hostile, what else can you do? You got to show that you're not scared to rap with him.
Right. Because you know he...
I mean, I think he's already shown that, but right now he has to show it right now.
Like, you know they said he held Kendrick down at a Diddy party. Like, you know, like, allegedly, you know, fought for the boo. So it ain't like they've been...
Oh, Cole, right?
Yeah.
Cole fought for Kendrick.
Yeah, and that's one thing, like, people got to understand. Like, they not, like, just 2024, like, homies. Like, they've been...
No, they've been
connected.
Cool.
So I'm hoping we get that. I'm hoping they use this as we get the album. You know what I'm saying? Like, that we all...
I was thinking that. We might get a project, but we at least... I think you're right. I think we're going to get a song from them for sure.
They're going to be on their Will Smith and Martin Lawrence Bad Boys busting at everybody.
If
you know
they ain't have a song before, they going to have a song now.
Who?
I can almost guarantee it. Cole
Kendrick
and Kendrick.
And Cole, they about to come out and go crazy, bro.
I think so, bro.
I don't want to see that song, though.
I think Kendrick and Drake gonna go.
I want to see it. I mean, ain't no reason we can't see it soon, except Drake is in the way. But
and Kendrick ain't on TDE no more, so it ain't like, really stopping him. So
nah, I'm. Rap is a good year for rap so far, except for the whole apology Because when Cole dropped the track, I'm like, man, rappers are rapping, and I like that. Like, whether, you know, whether or not they going at each other's neck and personal and stuff, at least they rapping.
That's all I want. Like, I didn't want them to get personal.
And that's why I'm like, it really wasn't, but, you know, I get it. It could go there, but I don't know.
Only reason I say those two, because they've been cool. I don't think they would, but...
That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't, like... I think it could have went to a place that probably neither one of them really wanted to go with each other. Right. I think Kendrick and Drake.
It's about to get crazy.
That's
going to
get personal, and that might get wild.
Yeah.
And I also think that Kendrick ain't as good of a dude as people think he is. Like, he ain't on, like, the Cole, like, just positive vibes all the time. Kendrick got a demon
side. Kendrick had gum bars, bro.
Kendrick got a demon side. Kendrick got a demon side.
Bro, Kendrick had gum bars for Drake, bro. He's not playing.
Kendrick is the
bro,
most.
Kendrick is from Compton, bro.
Kendrick is the most loving killer. Kendrick is the most. Cali, bro. He the most loving killer
like,
ever.
He's from there. He ain't moved there. He's from there.
Cole still is. Cole, like, he's just a good dude. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but he ain't
Cole
no killer, bro. If he showed it,
No,
on the mic, he is. He can rap with anybody, but just being willing to go there.
It's just the one dude. Like, we can't, like, I mean, I'm doing that for the whole pod just to mess with y'all, but we can't use, because he didn't want to go against his mans. Like, he won't kill everybody else, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think if he
really disliked somebody, he would.
But everybody else is irrelevant, though. Nobody else is relevant.
But that's the problem with Cole is, like, he says that he sleeps well at night because he don't got no problems with nobody.
Right.
So who is he going to do that to? Now, if somebody jumps out the window, I know Simba said something. That was
Simba
dumb.
Did a little bar. Like, Cole, bar him up for me. I know you're listening, Cole.
What did he say?
I don't know. I know he said Cole, gave up his position in the big three and all that other stuff. He like
see, this is what's gonna make me mad is all these other rappers who think they could just start talking crazy.
Like the other guys. Yeah, like, what are you like, talking bro, about? Like, listen,
you're not
bro,
even included in Simba. Yeah. Nobody knows who you are like that. Like, right. Bro, relax. Like, we know, but most
listen,
guys
man, don't. Cole don't got nothing to prove to the other guys. Right. I mean, even on first person shooter. Him and Young Boy had issues. I still want the verse from you, Young Boy. Right, like, cool. Like, ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick don't care. I mean, Cole don't care about nobody else, bro.
Right. He just care about
like,
himself.
Like, he care about himself. What do you got going on? He stepped out of himself for a minute. He should have stayed in himself. But you got to live with
that.
Hey,
that's the lesson we could get from this. Everybody, stay true to yourself.
Stay true to yourself, bro. Because it will end better for you if you just stay true to yourself.
I don't know why it's funny to me that he performed Love Yours right after that. Bro, you can't, bro. All right, man. Like, I love Yours, but he can't do that, bro.
Yeah, Cole out of pocket Cole, for that.
No nah, such
Cole,
thing as a life much. Bro, stop, bro.
I'm happy, though, like, that it's still after. Just think about it full circle. We just heard that. We just talked about Diddy. It's good to hear that it's good, like, genuine people still. Like, it's still hope. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, like, you could be yourself and be genuine to yourself like, have a good career, build your fan base, and just retire.
And
like,
regardless of how we feel about it as rap fans, because let's be clear, I'm disappointed. You kind of got to respect the cat that knows the backlash that's going to come with that and still step
still
out there and
anyway.
Be like, man, listen, it ain't me. I got pressured. I feel stupid as heck for doing it. And like,
and it's dope he did it at his own festival. Yeah. Like, because
people
saying, ain't
killing
like
Cole, bro. They killing him, bro. They killing him.
Yeah.
I low-key feel bad for him, but I think he got something coming, though. Like,
the fall off, bro. He about
to fall off.
I know that, but I'm talking about he got to have some type of heat coming that's like, y'all stop playing with me. Like, I ain't, just because I apologize don't mean I ain't that dude still. Like, he might rewrite half his album, bro, after that. Like, he might have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to find a way.
If his album was too nice, he might have to rewrite some of
that. He has to rebound from this, bro. The only way he can rebound from this, though, honestly,
him and Kendrick, bro, they got to get on track
together.
Kendrick
and Drake too.
He about to bite it.
He got to put Drake on.
He already bought Drake twice.
And let Drake cook Kendrick on that joint.
We just gotta get
Kendrick.
Nah,
I don't even think he gotta.
That'd be wild.
Like, Kendrick can't be going on there singing. Like, the next time, like, Kendrick, if you get on there singing, I'm taking some
questions.
Yeah, we want
to hear Kendrick and Cole rap together.
You know,
we've only heard that a few times.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. When have we heard that? I mean, we've heard it.
I mean, only on that Black Friday. Then he got on the Jeezy joint.
Yeah,
and Kendrick did his whole, I mean, his artistry thing.
These
like,
moves made for. Yeah, bro. Like,
Kendrick, you can't keep doing this.
Tell me
now
if y'all in.
So
I like it, bro. And to be clear, like I love Kendrick, bro. Yeah. Like I love it. When he dropped like that, I was hyped, bro. I didn't care who he was going at. I'm like, yes, bro. The end is like, let's go. I love that he raises the bar.
Yeah.
Like time and time again. You know, he did it with Control. He's doing
be
it again.
Be out of nowhere, bro. Too, bro.
Out of nowhere, like.
Out of nowhere all the time, chilling, bro.
I wonder why now, though. That's the only thing I'm confused about. Well, I guess because they clicked up. Like, why now? Like, he been low-key, like, sneak dissing Drake, but this is the first time it's super direct. And I'm like, why now? But
who y'all got, it's calculated. Bro? Drake and Kendrick, man.
Who I got in that battle?
Yeah. I think I got Kung Fu Kenny. I think this next Drake punch is about to be hard, though. I think Drake is about to hit him hard,
Caleb a real fan, though.
Like, here's the only thing I'll say, though, and I think I heard somebody else make this point. I don't think Kendrick writes as fast as some of these cats because he's way too thoughtful. So I think
Drake just, like 10 years.
Yeah, if Drake comes out and hits him with some like 1, 2, 3 type stuff, like Kendrick might take longer to come back, but I think his song will be harder.
I can see that. Yeah, because even that clicked up bar, like, people are looking at, that's a triple, you know? No, the Prince and Mike, that's a triple.
Prince Outlive Mike.
Hey, when did
his music,
Control
Prince
on,
died
bro.
After Mike, and he comparing himself to Prince and Mike, so.
People always, compare them, yeah.
When,
what'd you
say? When did Control come out?
I don't even know.
Y'all know,
2014, I believe. No. Yeah, 14 or 13, I think. 2014.
So if it was 14, 10 years, Kendrick just gonna keep cooking Big Sean every 10 years. He gonna keep stepping on Big Sean releases every 10 years.
Big Sean put out a banger too, and ain't that's that guy.
He even mentioned him in the joint though. I didn't even know that. Did y'all hear the song?
I ain't listened to it yet.
He even mentioned them in that song, bro.
Nobody cared, bro. Nobody cared,
bro. I ain't even know.
Yeah, I ain't like the video.
I mean, it wasn't like no diss or nothing.
Oh, okay.
But like, I'm like, man, Big Sean.
What you say, Caleb?
He like he had fake abs in the video, bro. Y'all see that video? Nah. He looked weird, but his body looked weird, bro. I'm like, this is it.
Man, Kendrick and Kanye is killing Big Sean, bro. Like he not gonna be what he was. Yeah. And Big Sean makes great music. I love Big Sean music.
Yeah, he
bro.
Good.
Big
he
Sean
is.
Ain't.
But you know, he just
Big Sean ain't up there. Like, we gotta be honest. He ain't up there, bro.
He had his chance too. He had his chance.
He had a run though. He had a run, and when he was popping. You could talk Big Sean in that top five.
Yeah,
at the time. I've been thinking about this. We can probably wait for the next time for this, but like, at what point do we have to? And I understand, like, all this aside, like Cole not in the big three no more, whatever.
I still consider
him in the big three. At what point do we put this big three of this generation in like the all time great talk? Like as a
whole
in hip hop,
they
have to be, bro. You can't have cats that been running the rap game from 2011 to 2014. Like that's a long run, especially in the streaming era.
Right.
Like
and they all going still. Like
and they going saying? Crazy, bro. Like Cold I feel like all better. Three of them. Yeah. I'm not talking about our personal like taste,
not,
but if we talking about unbiased like in all time, I feel like all three of them got to be in there.
Yeah.
To me,
yeah.
I don't
and
even
Drake,
think it's
Drake number one.
If we talking about in, like
Drake is number one, not right. That three headed monster, bro. Because Drake can do anything, bro. He can do anything, man. Like, it may not be.
The
best at everything, but he can do it. You know what I'm saying?
But,
he can do it.
But he can.
Like, easy. And we know when it's time for Drake to put the bars on, we know what he's coming to do. Right. He don't
like,
have to do
he
it.
He might put out a... Drake is the only cat who could put out like
that'd be crazy.
A mid-level rap album, a mid-level dance album, a mid-level R&B album. Like, they might all be mid, but he can put those out. A cat like
fire on it too, though.
These other cats can't put out no mid R&B album as a rapper or a mid dance
like,
album.
Yeah, like ain't no. Let's be honest, bro. If Drake and Cole hit y'all with, honestly, never mind.
I'm not listening to that, bro.
Like, we're not even going to talk about it, bro.
Yo, what maybe, if, talk about, maybe Kendrick. Bro, we're not even going to talk Kendrick. About
how trash it is.
Yo, what if Cole come back with, like, something crazy? Psych, I lied. And start barring cash. Like, psych, I lied. Go crazy.
He might, hey, bro. that would make him number one.
Yo, if he do like, psych, I lied.
Psych, I lied. Hey, the track come out tonight. Psych, midnight. I lied. Psych, I lied.
Yeah. Hey, Kendrick, you just thought it was, like, oh.
I don't know.
Start talking crazy.
I don't think he can do that, though. I don't think he'll be taken seriously. Seriously, if he does it though, like that's
nah, that'd be silly though. Like,
you can't keep jumping in and out. Like, at some point, it's like, nah, just stand where you're
like funny.
No, nah, I know it would be because I thought about that. I'm like, maybe he could come back.
Go. I got a question for y'all though.
Yeah. All right,
now why? So, this is what also made me wonder, try to figure out why Cole did what he did, because, like, bro, you did all that. And then you went and got some TDE guys on your album.
Yeah, that's what even I thought.
Even though Kendrick,
like,
not there no more.
That was a slight.
I'm like, this don't make sense, but.
Maybe okay. It was like, it was a response. Like, because what if the project was, y'all know how it is. The project almost done. Kendrick dropped like that. And then he like.
So the project was already done. You know what I'm saying? Like, Drill was the last joint.
Y'all
right?
Know he been
Yeah, I think that was recorded, like, a while ago.
Yeah, he been hitting at this project for a while. Like, if you really been tapped in, you've been hearing some of these songs anyway. It ain't like,
yeah, so, a couple of them,
But I do want to say, like, Caleb always say, because we said Drake up here, but, like, as far as, like, rapping, like, is Cole and Kendrick, however you got them, like, I ain't gonna argue. And Drake, to me, ain't up there. Like,
no,
I want to be clear on that.
I agree.
Like,
I'm not.
I came on here just to mess with my brothers. Like, Caleb knew it was all, you know. But, like, when it's coming to these bars,
musical,
Drake. Yeah, we're talking.
When you hear them, when you hear Drake rap on his own, sometimes it fools me to think like he's up there. But then when you heard him and Cole together twice,
right?
I was like, bro, there's a clear
right.
A clear winner in both of those tracks, like even, and Kendrick, like, would be the same thing.
Even,
like
simple stuff like word choice, like rappers, like flow, listeners probably don't do that. Like Cole be picking like the right word.
It did feel like Cole was young boy.
He was,
Cole, you know what I'm saying? Like,
on the track, they was going back and forth. Every time Cole came back in, I'm like, ugh, like he is it's like different. Giving him it's bars, different. And then Drake come in just with a smooth flow, and I'm like. You could just—it's like when you hear them back to back. When you hear something so close together, it's like you could hear the difference.
That's like, probably why we don't hear a lot of Wayne and Drake no more, because Wayne is still talking crazy, bro. And Drake just don't have that level of rapping like he.
Hey,
I'm not gonna say he can't. He just ain't.
He just don't.
I'm not gonna deny that Drake is a GOAT, but I said this back in 2020 when we started the pod, bro. Yeah.
What, Wayne the GOAT?
No.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Drake.
Dennis, I thought we had it.
I thought we had it.
I said this. I think I said this episode one, bro. Drake has hit his ceiling, bro. He hit his ceiling.
Hey, I gotta agree with you, y'all. Like, I know before, that. Like, I'm like, man, ain't no way.
He's still great. Better. Don't get me wrong.
He's not getting better, though. Like,
he's not doing anything better. He's not rapping better.
He might
he's
even got worse, like, if we're gonna be for real. Like,
he's hit his ceiling, bro. He's hit his ceiling.
At least Cole is, like, he's smoking. I mean, no disrespect. He's smoking Benny. He's smoking Drake. Like, even on the...
Bro,
like,
bars don't die, though, bro. You know the bars like, ain't gonna die.
But, like, he bro, getting listen. Better, though. Like,
Cole's rap level has gone to another level. Like, when I listen to his old stuff now, I'm like, he wasn't rapping like this. He was rapping, but, like, this right here, he's
making
going
songs
different.
Better. Like, that's the one thing that people would always knock him for. Like, Cole's song structure, like, bars, the hook, like... Beat
I was loving that pricey joint, bro. I was loving the pricey, bro.
Oh my
God. I'm like, this is smooth. Like, this is how you open the track.
Cole. Even that joint with Bia, like, he going crazy on there. Like, why you doing this, bro?
Pricey was hard, bro.
Pricey was tough, dog.
Pricey might have been one of my favorite tracks on there.
Cole rapping like,
and I like what he's saying on there too. Like, bro, y'all talk, like.
He rapping like he on a song with Ransom every time he rap. Like, calm down, bro. It's beer, bro.
Like, you gotta chill, bro. You gotta chill, bro. Like,
that's what I love about Cole.
About a girl, bro. Like,
that's what I love about Cole, and that's what
it's a love song, bro.
Yeah, he going crazy
on
beer, yeah.
But like, it's just silly.
But that's what also what disappointed me so much, because I'm like, Cole has showed us time and time again that, like, he can step on a track and just, like, he's had his foot on the gas and not let go.
It been like
just
him
to come up here and do that, I'm like,
but that, bro, that, and he's so talented that I don't think he's so talented that I don't think he has to stoop too low to give us what we want.
crazy. That might put him
in a battle.
A lot of cats.
I think what it is like people, you know, nobody thinks for themselves anymore. Right. It's all this group thing. I honestly don't even think most people actually listen to the apology. That, I think they just saw, oh, Cole apologized, and they just like, to the whole he ain't.
No,
like,
a lot of people haven't. Because if you, if
that's
you
what I'm saying. I think the majority
didn't listen to what he said, and they went off of some tweets.
The stuff they talking, yeah. I'm like, you, that don't,
you,
that
you,
ain't.
You will don't, then anybody that didn't want it, anybody that actually listened to it, something in their heart would be like, man, I understand it. Yeah. I don't agree, but I do understand. Right. This is this man's plight. Like, this is right. what he's dealing with.
Like, that's why I think it's just group think and the narrative that's being pushed. Like he's just he got scared and bowed out because he's a sucker. Like I don't think that's fair. But I think that's group think talk. I think that's like.
I do want to listen though. I did it because I know like Caleb and them.
I know.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I just.
I knew was going there today, but.
But to be for real, like the nuance of it, like I like as somebody who really care about mental health, like sleep, like bro, I've been getting some of the best sleep of my life now. Me too, like I know what he talk about. Like so, when something disturbed my sleep, I gotta address it. Like.
And if you're in tune, bro, like if you're spiritually in tune, like stuff that's. Not with that is going to disturb that, bro.
Yes, bro.
Now,
yes.
Don't get me wrong. I'm going to be clear. I'm disappointed in Cole, bro, just like anybody else. And I agree that he might not not be the killer that I thought he was as far as, like...
I'm not going to sleep.
At all.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm never going
to... Cool.
You don't talk this out.
I'm not going to sleep until we cool.
Hey, wake up right now.
Yeah.
Word. Yeah, so...
And I feel like... Some of that I'm like, bro, it wasn't that serious for you to lose sleep over, but who am I to tell him that?
But it,
like,
it is, though, because I'm going to explain why. Cole got on this journey around the time To Pimp a Butterfly came out, and I don't think he really liked how people was talking about that album because he's like-minded with Kendrick. Like, if we're going to be for real, saying
that's
like,
why he shouldn't have put that
content.
Out saying it's trash.
But
bro.
I think he didn't think people would...
He don't
everybody
think that,
would, like,
he don't
everybody,
that.
Yeah, and I don't think he would think it would get the, like... I don't think he realized how big a voice he had. That's what I think.
Yeah, because Cole fans, bro, let's be honest. Like,
why are you lying, Cole?
I didn't.
Like, you don't feel that way. Right. You're just
but
lying,
Cole fans took that and ran with it. You right, yeah. bro. Because even I was like, bro, you kind of tripping talking about his discography. Like, I wasn't the biggest fan of Pimp Butterfly, right. but I ain't going to say what you said. But Cole right. fans is like, I'm glad somebody finally said, like, bro, y'all got to chill. Right. Like,
but, like, y'all see what I'm saying? Like, Cole is on the same journey as Kendrick.
He ain't want to bring no negative energy towards, yeah, like, he ain't want
to. Yeah, police was killing black people a lot at that time. I'm not trying to be funny. We just got to think about that time period. So yeah. Cole's mindset is like, he know what that album was meant to do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and he's taken away from the impact. So
that makes sense too.
Like, so sense. I do want to be clear. I did it just to mess with Jan and Carlin because I knew what it is. But if we gonna be for real, I'm happy he did it. I'm happy he got his own mind. I'm happy he not following like the rapper. I have to do this package, like, cause you don't. Like, you could just build your fan base, get your money, impact people, retire. Like, that's what you gotta do. Like, you can do it. You don't gotta be the Diddler out here wilding out. You ain't gotta be
Diddler. That's
you ain't
wild.
Gotta be Kells. Like, you could be Jermaine Cole, rap better.
Just
than
be yourself. Don't feel the pressure. Yeah, like, be yourself
and retire. Like, you could. It's doable. Like,
but I mean, I gotta be honest, bro. Like, I do. Like, I am disappointed though. Like,
it is disappointing.
I'm disappointed, and as a Cole fan, I'm also like, bro, you can have friendly competition. Like, it's okay to just. But I see both sides. I'm gonna be honest. I see both sides. I'm not trying to cop pleas for him because I do see both
but
sides.
But it's
like,
a reason, though, kid. Not a plea. It's a reason. Like, people who say it's a plea, not really thinking for themselves. It's a reason why that man ain't want to do it.
And I also think, bro, that as rap fans, man, we thought we was here, bro.
Yeah,
like we thought we had. Like,
that's
like, bro, it took us all these years to find.
Everybody
get
was hyped, bro.
This,
like,
bro, we've
yeah.
been waiting for some heat like this, and it's just it came and went.
Not a Canadian.
I don't think it's so. It ain't over
for
though.
Cole.
It ain't
I'm talking
over.
For Cole.
I don't even think it's over for Cole. He's gonna respond to what everybody's saying.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think.
He's not going to respond. I'm talking
he
about
probably won't go
him
at Kendrick
going at
like
Kendrick,
that.
Kendrick going at
he but he might throw a little slick shot, though. I think he'll throw some slick shots. Like, you know, Cass acting like, come if on. I ain't want to, I would have, like, you know what I mean? But you know,
it ain't like
he not going to jump all the way out. No.
He ain't going to lose his competitive edge. Like, he's still going to have a cup, four bars for Dot, like, you know what I'm saying? And
he'll throw some slick shots in there, but it ain't going to be no personal, like, I don't like this cat. It's going to be like, let's not get it twisted. If I want to go, like, I'll go on you. Like,
right. And he going to, listeners, I know we're getting over, but listen to, like, when Kendrick responds, and listen to Cole's, like, word choice. Like, these cats been playing on each other's verses a lot. Like,
yeah, they top level MCs, then, bro. Yeah, these are two top level MCs. Like, but yeah, we I'm gonna see what we get tomorrow, bro. We might, yeah, we gonna see what we get tomorrow.
Emergency pod, bro.
My dog, what up, little man? What up, dog? Denim.
Bedtime. You smell like pasta.
Cal's eating pasta. Hey. All right, man. We should probably wrap it up.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, my bad, yo.
Hey, man. The boys are back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hopefully, we'll be back in a couple weeks. You know, that's a plan.
Two weeks.
Real quick, though. Hey, did y'all get a chance to check the clips out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, it was cloudy here, bro.
God's amazing.
It was right over my house, bro.
I was looking forward to shedding a tear, bro. And it ain't even happening.
I ain't shed no tear, but I was right in the backyard with glasses.
Hey, Dennis, hey, bro, I had a mean headache, though, bro.
Me too, bro.
I'm looking at the joke, and I know why now. Now I know why. Cause
you ain't have the glasses?
Moving the glasses. Yeah, I had them, but I'm moving to see where the sun has.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm looking right at you. but like, I only seen the sun for about,
I had a headache too.
Sun for about 5 minutes, and then it got cloudy because it started raining.
It was kind of fire where we at, bro. It was like,
y'all,
the
y'all
whole,
was in like a direct
path,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you was up there where it was almost dark at, right?
It was 100%, bro. 100%.
Wow.
That joint, you saw it from here. Like, you saw the moon just the whole way, partial. Then like 10 minutes later, it was here. And then like, it happened. And like a couple seconds, it was like complete darkness. And then Cass started shooting their guns off and stuff, bro. It was like it was New Year's out here, bro. They shooting guns. They doing fireworks. I'm like, yo. I'm like, bro, I got my kids out here.
Like, bro, it's 3:00, bro.
bro. Cass, bro, you hear Cass cheering. You hear Cass firing off. I'm like, man, these cats is wild, bro. It's like, crazy. It ain't New Year's, bro.
It's
like, relax.
Man, calm down.
It lasted like a couple minutes, but it was fire, though. That joint was crazy. It was cool. It was cool.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the world, man.
Shout out to God, man.
Shout out to God. God, man. Shout out to
God. God been in his bag lately, bro.
God going crazy.
Right,
let me,
man.
Let me show him what's up, man.
Hopefully he don't send the snow.
Nah,
tomorrow.
Bro. No.
Tomorrow be snow. And like 70 to
no.
snow.
Man, no. It's like.
No.
Man, no.
Hey, man. Hey, look, man. Honestly, number two God pod, man. The boys are back. Episode 205. If you want to catch us, man, catch us on Apple Pod, Google Pod, Spotify. Catch us on Instagram, Facebook. We here, man. And you know, shout out to the fans, man. Shout out to the listeners. And we here.
Hey, we here. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is.
Shout out WrestleMania. I ain't get to that. Y'all lucky.
Living my life under pressure. Pressure. What is that?
No, that's my cone. He's trying to comb his face.
Oh. You don't got no beard yet, then.